Hey everyone, it's Rich Tola, and welcome to the first episode of GYST, GIST, or Get Your Shit Together. Because getting your shit together is a positive thing, not a negative thing, right? We're going to talk about everything from getting your shit together when it comes to finding a new job, to dating, to working out on a daily basis, or knowing what to do in the gym when you go to work out. Because that's what it's all about. It's about getting your shit together. It's about being ready or being prepared or putting yourself in the best possible situation for success. And in order to do that, you have to be prepared. You got to have your shit together, right? Whether it is going on a first date, you know, are your shoes shined? Do you look good? Do you have it all together, right? Do you have your shit together? I mean, that's what this is about. So we're going to have some fun with this. We're going to talk about many different topics. This is the first show, so we'll just get started with a few examples, and I'll use my life as an example, right? I want to talk about the things that happen to me on a daily basis and what I experience and the people that I meet and how I just feel that everyone has an ability in any aspect of their life is to get their shit together. And once you do, you will be positioned for success. So I'm coming to you from Los Angeles, California, beautiful sunny LA, so hopefully you're doing well wherever you are. But let me just give you an example of a friend that I know, right? He's a 28-year-old guy who lives in a really nice apartment in North Hollywood. But every time I go to visit this guy, I walk in and there's shit all over the place, right? It's a mess. So immediately my eyes go to the mess, right? He's got clothes on the kitchen table. His shoes are thrown all over the place. There's soda cans, all, you know, basically when you go into someone's place and it's sort of, your eyes go to the mess, they don't go to the beauty of the place, right? So I say to this guy, I say, you know, every time I come here, you're at the 95-yard line. It's like 95% is pristine. And that extra 5%, I said, how long does that take? What, 10 minutes, 11 minutes for you to go around, pick up all the things that are laying around, strewn around the place, fold them, and put them back in their proper place? Because why would you have someone walk into your place and it'd be a mess, right? It's the first impression. So the first impression anyone's going to get, this guy's a messy guy, right? Why? Why give that perception to anyone when they first walk in your place? So I say to him, it's just the fine tuning. It's that last little bit of polish that you're not taking the ball over the goal line, right? You get to the 95-yard line and you stop. So why? You know, something as simple as that is just getting your shit together when it comes to keeping your place neat and tidy. Now, if you're not a neat and tidy person, that's okay. You know, you don't have to be that type of person to fine tune your place at the last minute. But think of it this way. Before you walk out the door, no matter where you go, take a look around. Is there shit all over the place? Well, then pick it up, clean it, put it back in its respective place. Doesn't need to be there unless you want it there. But why would you want it there? Right? The question becomes, why would you want it there if that's not where it originally likes to be, right? I don't know. I mean, this is one particular example of a guy that I know. So I say to him, look, it's that last little bit that gets you to the gold line, that gets you having your shit together. Good. Number two, here's an example of a gal that I met. She's 29 years old. She dated a guy for 6 months. Serious. Was going really well, and they moved in together. 6 months later, he started cheating on her. First of all, he doesn't have his shit together. So if a guy goes into a relationship, gets serious with a gal, and she moves in, and they're moving towards marriage or wherever it is they're moving towards, and he starts cheating on her, well, guess what, pal? Forget about it. You know, get your shit together first. But more importantly, it took her 6 months to get out of that relationship. So here we are, 18 months later, she moves out, is on her own, and she's depressed. She's depressed because this guy screwed her over. So you know what she says to me? All guys are douchebags, right? Hey, honey, get over that. First of all, she's a beautiful woman. You know, you're a beautiful woman. You're 29, 30 years old. You're at the prime of your life. And you're letting some loser, okay, you spend 18 months with this guy. Well, forget about it. Don't let this guy affect the rest of your life. Don't let him set you back. So you got to get your shit together. You got to get over that. Now, that's a sensitive matter, I understand, and it might take some time to get over that. You know, it always helps to mourn the loss of a friend, especially of a boyfriend that you spent 18 months with. Well, it takes some time to mourn the loss of that, right? But that's okay. Focus on yourself, focus on the positive things in your life, and move on. And move on to someone else. Don't let this guy create a negative in your world so that you're not going to want to meet any other guys, because not all guys are douchebags. That's not true. Most of them are, especially the younger guys, but they can evolve out of that. I mean, I sure did. I was one of those bad guys that used to cheat on my girlfriends. Well, you could evolve past that. There's no doubt. So, and that's that old saying that, you know, nobody ever changes. Well, that's a bunch of bullshit, because people do change. People can change. It's challenging and it requires work. and it requires inward focus, but you can. Anybody can. So, honey, get your shit together. Get over this guy. Forget about this guy. Kick him to the curb. Next. It's my favorite four-letter word. Next. So, move on. Get your shit together. Third example, which happened to me just yesterday in the gym. So for those of you who want to go check me out, right, Google me, whatever, you'll see that I'm this like yoga fitness dude who's totally into preserving the body with a daily fitness program. I mean, I do a pretty good job of it, right? I turned 51 the other day, and in the gym just yesterday, I see this gal about, you know, 20s, maybe 22, 23, really cute, who's trying to do a push-up. Now, first of all, she didn't know what she was doing. Secondly, it looks like she never stepped one foot in the gym in her entire life. And here she is trying to do a push-up, and she cannot do a push-up because she has no strength. She has no muscle strength, and she's sort of fumbling around, and she's getting frustrated, and she's sitting back on her heels. So I said, honey, can I show you? I said, listen, I'm a yoga teacher, and I've been working out for 40 years. And she looked at me, and she's like, huh? I said, never mind. She took it as a joke. I says, well, let me show you. I want to show you how to do a chaturanga. I said, a chaturanga is a yoga push-up. I said, and this is what you do. And then I showed her, and I actually put her in the pose because she had some trouble getting into the pose. So I said, let me show you. And I said, and this is what you're going to do every day. I said, you could do this every day. You know, chaturanga, you're going to do 3 sets. I explained to her what a set was, repetitions. I explained to her what repetitions were. So I said, here's what you do. You do 3 sets for as many repetitions as you can. Right? And she was happy. She smiled. And she said, that's great. She said, well, you know, how long do I do that for? And I said, well, you do it every day. She goes, no, I know that. But like, how long? I said, for the rest of your life. She's like, what? I said, honey, you got to work out for the rest of your life. This is what this is all about. I said, you know, you're one who comes to the gym, right? So wake up in the morning, when you roll out of bed, you can go right to the ground and do your chaturangas. Do 3 sets. It's going to take you 2 minutes. I said, in the beginning, you'll be able to do maybe 2 or 3 of each set. You'll get 10. I said, but in no time, I guarantee you, within 3 months, you're doing 100. So she looked at me and she smiled. And I said, you know, let me ask you a question. I said, how old do you think I am? She kind of quizzically said, well, you can't be 40. I said, exactly. Well, I'm 51. I said, so that's what this does. Working out and taking a positive approach to physically challenging your body on a daily basis is about preservation. It's about preservation of human capital. And that's what you're doing. You're preserving the body to be as strong and to look as young as you possibly can for as long as you can. So, honey, get your shit together. Here we go again. Well, first of all, for her, getting your shit together means A, knowing what to do, B, knowing how to do it, and C, having the confidence and the discipline in yourself to do it on a regular basis. Because doing something once or twice, that doesn't do anything, right? It doesn't make you an expert at anything. So you have to stay with it. You have to stay positive in your mind. And you have to know that, you know, I want to get my shit together when it comes to learning how to do a chaturanga, right? Something as simple as that. Again, keep it simple. Because it's all about simplifying and being effective with your actions and your time, right? No matter what it is. If you're out there looking for a job, would you ever go to a job interview with holes in your shoes, all scuffed up? I mean, that's ridiculous. Crazy enough, if there's a job out there that wants you to have holes in your shoes, well, then go. That's fine. Then you do have your shit together. But if you're going for a banker job, you got to polish those shoes. You know, you got to look the part. And it's not that difficult, people. So getting your shit together is a good thing. It's a positive thing. And we're going to be bringing to you on a weekly basis, hopefully on a daily basis. And please write in, email me, info@richtola.com. Email me so I could talk about what it is you're experiencing and give some feedback of how I would address it. Whether it's the apartment, whether it's the gal who's having trouble getting over the scumbag that cheated on her, or whether it's the young lady who doesn't know anything about fitness. And by the way, when I did ask her, I said, how long have you been a member of this gym? She said, well, about a year. I said, so in a year, well, you know, how often do you work out, or how many times? Because I'm thinking she's worked out 3 or 4 times the whole year. So she says to me, well, you know, I work out about once a week. Well, that means once a month. Well, it probably means she's worked out 10 times in the past year. And working out is a relative thing. So what does it mean to work out? Because she goes to the gym and she sits back on her heels in like a hero's pose, occasionally leaning over, trying to do a push-up, which she's not even doing properly. So forget about it. I mean, that's a waste of time. Do not waste your time. Focus on what it is to do something properly, to simplify, to be effective with your time and your energy, and we're going to get your shit together. And it's not about material wealth, right? It's not about getting your shit together so you can become rich and famous, right? Forget about that. It's looking at, like, taking a micromanagement approach to your life, right? You can categorize or compartmentalize. Fitness is in one compartment, right? Social is in another compartment. Your home is in another compartment. So compartmentalize in with each individual compartment. Think about, how can I get my shit together in this compartment over here that's going to position me for success, which ultimately leads to happiness? Because what's this all about, right? This journey we go through life, which is always, it's only temporary, right? Whatever we're doing is temporary. You know, the journey through life is challenging enough, right? Especially if you're on your own and you really don't have a big family or a support group there for you. So when you're flying solo, you know, when you ride alone, you got to sit tall in the saddle. So think about it. How can you focus on different aspects of your life, fine-tune them to simplify and position you for happiness? Because you want to be happy. You want to be smiling. You want to take that positive energy into everything you do and to project that energy out into the universe. I mean, that's what I do. And I try to do that every single day from the minute I wake up, because the universe is conspiring for your highest good in every area of your life. You just have to believe it, focus on it, and take action, right? Don't sit back on your heels. So that's what we're going to do here. We're going to bring you some positive reinforcement. We're going to get you charged up about getting your shit together in every aspect of your life, right? If it takes a little bit of extra oomph, that's okay, because that's what we got to do. So until next time, you know, have an awesome day. Think positive. Think about getting your shit together in whatever it is you're doing, and we'll see you next time.